So welcome to this week's audio update. I wanted to focus on something we've been working on in the Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government Committee that I chair. We've been hearing testimony over the last few weeks about a number of the incentive programs that we have in our state, some of which have been around for decades, some of which have been around for less than a decade. And it's our effort to continue the process of reviewing the state's economic portfolio for us to be as competitive as possible in attracting new businesses and jobs. And so we've put together a package that we voted out of the committee overwhelmingly in a bipartisan way this week that would recalibrate what we do by principally reforming two of the state's biggest programs, the historic preservation and low-income tax credits, providing over $830 million worth of savings over a period of years, but then also allowing us to move forward on a couple of ideas that can grow our state's economy, capitalizing on our location, having more data centers in our state, and something that I've talked about before and care very much about, our airport at Lambert. Having Lambert be a viable international cargo hub is really important. Any great civilization, any great city has risen through trade. Being at the epicenter of global trade would be really important for us. It's, as I mentioned last year and the year before and years before that, the reason why St. Louis was the fourth largest city in the country 100 years ago is because we were at the intersection of river traffic, which was the superhighway of trade at the time. As the rail hub moved to Chicago, our population started to decline. And so these routes change all the time. You're a port city or you're not. You're a rail hub or you're not. You're on the interstate or you're not. And now when you have 40% of all of the value of goods that are traded in the world flying, air cargo is going to double in the next 10 years. And for St. Louis to have a place in that world is really, really important. So we have a scaled down incentive to try to direct cargo through Lambert, which also is a very, very important revenue stream. A lot of airports, Indianapolis, for example, about 40% of their revenue they derive from landed weight comes from cargo. At Lambert, it's about 1.5%. And so we have the capacity, we have the opportunity, and it's, I think, a long-term play for us to be relevant in global trade and for us to grow our economy and have a viable airport. St. Louis at one time had 40 of the top 100 companies headquartered in St. Louis, and we need to be able to connect to the rest of the world for us to remain an employment center in the St. Louis area, and that's good for the whole state. Thanks for listening this week. That's a little bit about the Economic Development Tax Credit Reform Package we passed out of the committee this week. It'll go out to the floor on the upcoming weeks and then hopefully over to the House of Representatives and we get something done this year. But look forward to keeping everybody up to date on that and all the other issues we're dealing with here in 2013. Have a great weekend.